Hello, GC 223 students. My name is Peter Genzinger, and I'm one of the librarians at the Laurier Library. I'm covering global citizenship classes for the winter 2023 term, and what I'd like to do in this brief video is take you through some steps to help you find good resources for your journeys to justice assignment. To begin, I'll note that before you start your research, you should read the instructions over carefully to get an idea of the types of information you'll be searching for. Your instructions note that in addition to using the relevant chapter from the Gun Book, you have to find at least 3 additional sources of information about your particular case. I've summarized some of those additional source types that you may want to be searching for here. They can include non-scholarly sources such as newspaper and magazine articles, as well as academic sources such as peer-reviewed articles and scholarly books. Additionally, you are to use proper citations and a bibliography. This video will address finding those particular sources and citations. I'm going to use 2 examples for this demonstration: Canadian Churches Opposing Apartheid in South Africa, and the Mackenzie Valley Pipeline Proposal. With all those criteria in mind, let's start at the library homepage, library.wlu.ca. Next, I'll click the Research menu at the top and select Subject Guides. Next, I'll click the Interdisciplinary link. Then, I'll click the link to the ProQuest database. This is one of the biggest collections of resources we have available to us. It contains both scholarly and non-scholarly material. At this point, you might be tempted to type in your question or statement exactly as it is written in your assignment. If you do that, you'll get very few results, as you can see with this search. In this case, I've retrieved only 1 result. Instead, try to search on individual concepts. Let's modify our search by clicking the link at the right. Now I'll type in just church in the first search box, Canada or Canadian in the search box in the middle. I'll add a search row, then type apartheid in the bottom box. You may note an asterisk at the end of church. That searches for spelling variations. So church, churches, churched, and so on. We call that a truncation character. It will retrieve variations on the search term up to 5 characters. Now I'll hit search. We've just done a very broad search and are retrieving over 500 results from many different types of sources. To find content published at the time of your topic, first change the source from most recent to oldest first. Use the source type filter at the left menu to specify the content you want to read. The newspapers filter is probably what you'll want to use in most cases. The historical newspapers filter provides access to digitized reproductions of the original newspaper articles. The document type filter allows you to access other formats, such as letters to the editor, interviews, editorials, and more. To find peer-reviewed articles on your topic, check the peer-reviewed box in the left menu. Then click the Scholarly Journals source type in the left menu. You might also want to sort your results by relevance. To ensure you're removing book reviews from these results, scroll down to the Document Type menu, click the down arrow, and click the article type. Note that this is not entirely foolproof, and sometimes book reviews from scholarly journals do appear in the results. If you're not retrieving a lot initially, try changing the fields to search anywhere using the drop-down menus at top right. Click Modify Search at the right, and for example, change the default search here from anywhere except full text to anywhere. And we might do that for the example of the term church. You should get more results but they may not be exactly relevant for your topic. Experiment with the fields to see what you get. I can run the same search in Omni to retrieve books only. I'll use the advanced search link on the homepage to do that and enter in the same search, but for books only. These are the results I retrieve. Now we're back in the ProQuest database. I'll run a sample search on the Mackenzie Valley pipeline. I've put Mackenzie Valley in double quotations to tell the search engine to search on that exact phrase, gas or pipeline, in the search box below, because I know that there are different names used, both Mackenzie Valley pipeline and Mackenzie Valley gas pipeline. So I'm separating those two terms from the Mackenzie Valley itself, and I'll hit search. So if we run a search on that very broad topic, we'll retrieve more than 3,200 results covering many different source types. I'm not exactly sure what aspects of this topic you'll want to focus on. So for demonstration purposes, I'll click Modify Search, I'll add a row, and I'll enter the term church as we did before, with an asterisk at the end. We don't retrieve a lot of results for this search. You may want to broaden the scope of this search. I'll click Modify. Then change the field code at right to anywhere, which will include a search of the full text of the article. That brings more results, and you might want to modify your search again and add some additional terms like Christian or Catholic, or perhaps others that you find after doing a little bit of research on your own. And we're getting a few more now. Lastly, you have to use proper citations and a bibliography. All of our databases allow you to get single citations or to download a list of citations to use in a reference manager like Zotero. To download single citations, look for a link to get citations in the list of the records. In ProQuest, this is a double quotation icon at the right of the record. Omni has a similar icon. When you click the link, a pop-up window will appear, and you can select the style that you're using. Copy and paste the text into your document. But please note, no database is perfect, so you'll need to go over your final bibliography to ensure your references meet the exact style guideline standards. I hope that was helpful. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me.